listener production.
The best day in weeks for the Australian share market.
And what did today's jobs data mean for the share market?
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Thursday, the 21st of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, what a cracking day for the share market.
It's absolutely been phenomenal to be watching the movements over the course of the day. There's been a lot happening in the past 24 hours. Today was probably one of the chunkier days of the week in terms of economic data, right? And that's really driven share markets today.
Absolutely. The ASX 200 up by 1.1%. So if nothing changes, best day in roughly 7 weeks, in fact, for local stocks. And keep in mind that pretty much markets have barely done anything Monday through to Wednesday. They were treading water because the last 12 hours is when we've had the two most important things, for us at least, released. We had firstly an update from the US Central Bank, which wrapped up a two-day meeting on interest rates. They generally meet roughly every 6 or so weeks. And it's decided to keep rates steady. That's no surprise. Rates the highest they've been there in 23 years. What received much more attention firstly in the US was the fact that the Fed signaled that it still reckons there are 3 rate cuts on the cards in 2024. When that happens, of course, up for debate, but that seemed to reassure markets that were a bit worried about higher inflation recently.
Exactly. And I guess the risk here was that, you know, analysts were expecting that they could have potentially revised that down to only 2 rate cuts this year. And that's on the back of a lot of hotter inflation data that we've been seeing in recent times. So I guess it was a little bit of a surprise to see that they've followed suit and kept that at 3 rate cuts this year.
Talking about surprises, at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time, we had an update on Aussie jobs growth, way stronger than expected.
About 3 times stronger than expected, if you want to put it into those terms.
Yeah, exactly. 116,500 jobs were added in February, the most since November 2021. And there was a lift in both full and also part-time jobs. The unemployment rate also improved to 3.7%. From 4.1%. That was a really big drop. Keep in mind that over the summer months, these numbers can be a little harder to make sense of and much more volatile than other times. So that's perhaps why markets kind of responded the way they did. There's still an expectation that maybe this was a bit of an anomaly. You know, December and Jan were pretty weak overall. So markets were quite optimistic about this, that it probably isn't enough to sway the Reserve Bank's thinking about what might be next for interest rates and rate cuts later this year are possible. But it might have markets maybe just keeping this at the back of their mind that, oh, okay, this is really strong. What are the next couple of months going to look like?
I guess this time around, it was probably put down to more people starting or returning to work after leaving them in December and January. But it certainly has seen investors pulling back expectations of an interest rate cut until a little bit later in the year. So it was priced in or expected to come at around the September mark, but now that's been pushed back a little bit to November. And we did see immediately a drop in the share market, but we were able to recover very quickly. And we were actually around the best levels of the day right now.
Yeah, it was like a response for about 10 minutes or
knee-jolt.
So. Where markets just went, uh-oh. And then they're like, okay, not too bad.
Well, because initially you see 3 times higher than what you're expecting. It seems a little bit rattling at first. And then once investors sort of looked at the data and digested what the data was actually saying, take into account seasonality and trend and things like that, they're like, this isn't so bad.
A couple of things for those wondering what might happen to interest rates in the, you know, later this year. 2 things to watch will be the next update on jobs. That's going to be important around the middle of April. That's the first. The second will be a week after that when we get a quarterly update on inflation, which obviously that's only out once every 3 months. So that's going to get a lot of attention because it's only about 2 weeks ahead of the next interest rate decision around the 6th and 7th of May. So it's going to be very interesting. That has been a driving force of markets, partly the fact that there's been excitement and the anticipation of rate cuts, not only in Australia at some point this year, but the US and many other countries too.
Yeah, and looking across the different sectors today, at the moment we're only seeing 2 of the 11 sectors in negative territory. Utilities is down most, down 0.6%. Of course, that's only made up of like 1 stock right now. It's actually 3, but it's very small and the healthcare space is easing just a touch. But we are seeing most of the other sectors at least 1% higher or more.
Yeah, so 7 of 11 sectors are up by more than 1%. So 85% of stocks higher as well. So that just highlights the optimism returning to markets at least least for now, and the gains were quite widespread. So contributions are across the board today.
We also had a few stocks trading ex-dividend. One of those was Cochlear. They'll be paying out $2 per share on the 15th of April for anyone that holds their shares. And they're actually one of the bigger companies in the healthcare space, which is why it did weigh a little bit. We also saw Pacific Smiles and Spark New Zealand trading ex-dividend. This is, of course, the cutoff date for those eligible to receive a dividend payment. And it is quite normal to see share prices easing a little bit on the ex-date. We had a few companies paying out dividends, including Tabcorp, Sonic Healthcare, oMedia, Shaver Shop, Air New Zealand and Accent Group.
If you own gold stocks, you've had a nice couple of weeks probably because gold prices are up around their record highs again, partly perhaps because the US Central Bank reiterated the expectation of still 3 rate cuts in 2024. There tends to be a bit of an inverse relationship between rates and also gold prices. US dollars also a little weaker, which can be supportive. So gold miners, they've had a bit of a hot and cold year so far as a group on the Aussie market, but it's been a very different story for the month of March. We've had Northern Star 6.5% higher this year, Evolution Mining up 18%, and Newmont up 15%. They're the 3 biggest stocks in that subsector. That compares to the Aussie market broadly only lifting about 1% this month.
Another stock that caught my eye today was Webjet. It's actually been among the top performers at the moment. It's actually the top performer, up by over 9%. And today, its share price hit a 4-year high after hosting an investor day about its WebBeds strategy. So WebBeds, for those that aren't aware, allows people to basically find accommodation. And it's been a big driver of growth for the overall Webjet brand in recent years. And basically today's presentation said that WebBeds is continuing to be a huge market opportunity for the business to grow. And it's likely to be key in the company's future.
Washington H. Soul Pattinson and also Brickworks in focus as well. They're both linked because Washington H. Soul Pattinson owns a stake in Brickworks, which is significant, but basically came out with some results today. Soul Pats has raised its dividend by about 11%, even though its profits fell. And in Brickworks' case, it actually posted a loss. Now, those results had a lot to do with a change to the value of their property portfolios, which are extensive. So about $233 million drop in the value of their properties. So that really played the biggest part. As far as dividends go, Brickworks has raised its dividend now for 10 straight years, and it's one of the rare companies to have either increased the div or kept it steady for 47 straight years.
Some of you might be familiar with a little social media company called Reddit. Have you heard of it, Stevie?
Of course I have.
Well, now you have the opportunity to invest in Reddit, with the company being listed on the New York Stock Exchange for the first time tonight with a market value of $6.4 billion. So it'll trade under the ticker code RDDT for anyone interested. And an interesting thing I actually read about Reddit today was that there's been some questions bubbling about how they make their money, because basically people jump on there and talk to each other and they don't pay to use the app or anything or to sign up. And it seems that the answer is AI. AI companies will actually pay for the data of those conversations. And I read that supposedly Google paid Reddit $60 million for the right to scan almost 2 decades of conversations to make its AI more human-like. So it's pretty scary. Data is the new oil, don't they say?
That's true. Let's look forward to tonight, because there's going to be a lot to watch. We've already spoken about a lot of central banks meeting. Obviously, we've had that in the last few days. Tonight, we're going to have the UK central bank, or the Bank of England meeting. No change in rates expected, but every time we get a major one meeting, that can receive attention. Not much else really tonight, even though there are a few bits and pieces on property prices and manufacturing. Tomorrow, pretty quiet, a few dividend payments here and there. Viva Energy, Michael Hill, AGL, and we'll hear from the Reserve Bank with a financial stability review, which sounds riveting. So if there's nothing else you've got to do on Friday or Friday night, you can look through the RBA website and learn more.
If you like. Yeah. On that note, I think that wraps it up for today. We can't wait to chat again tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.